We're here today at the 2016 Oklahoma Ag Expo in Norman, Oklahoma, speaking with Dr. Trent Mulichek of OSU, who presented today on the economics of treating your sorghum crop with the threat of the sugarcane aphid.
Now, you spoke today about the economics of pest management, specifically with the sugarcane aphids. And in this case, some of the speakers before you said that there's really not been a lot of producers that have been spraying or treating their crops this year, with milo prices being around $2. So when does it actually pay off to treat for sugarcane aphids?
Well, Carson, whenever we're trying to figure out when this thing's going to pay to try to control these pests, we definitely have to look at what our yield potential is and what the price of the treatments are, and then also what the expected price per bushel is going to be. And what I've found is whenever we're looking at this pest, if we're trying to figure out just how much money it's going to be costing us not to treat, we have to look at what crop stage we're getting an infestation at. And what I've found is anything before a soft dough infestation or soft dough crop stage infestation, we're definitely going to be losing a significant amount of yield, and enough yield that the treatments themselves will be paid for by saving that yield and being able to produce more bushels off of that crop. Now, the problem a lot of guys are probably looking at when they decide not to treat is that the overall budgets may not be paying for themselves, whether their yield potential isn't high enough to produce enough revenue to pay for producing that crop, or it just may be the fact that they don't want to go through that extra expense and invest more money in it. And I would caution individuals to kind of, whenever they're going out to produce this crop, look at it from an integrated pest management standpoint. Focus on planting varieties that are at least tolerant to the sugarcane aphid to try to get it down to one application to control the pest. And then definitely take a look at different treatment options, because they all carry different costs and different lengths of control. And depending on what stage that crop is going to be infested at, you may be able to get by with a cheaper application that doesn't provide as long of a control window because you may be closer to harvest.
And so what advice do you have for producers that think, well, you know, I'll just kind of wait and see if I get hit or not? Is that a wise decision?
I think every sorghum crop planted in Oklahoma is going to be at risk of getting an infestation from the sugarcane aphid. So it's definitely a matter of going out and scouting often and being sure that once we get this infestation, that we get it controlled as quickly as possible and get the most money out of that treatment, because we're trying to save yield is the ultimate goal of treating this pest. So if we can go out there and get them controlled early and save a lot of yield, then it's more likely that the treatment's going to pay for itself.
And, you know, down to brass tacks, what do you project the treatment costs will look like?
It all depends on what pesticide they're going to be using and if the producer can apply that himself or he has to go out and hire it done. But a typical range, I would say, of costs that producers are going to be seeing out there would be in that $18 to $25 range, depending on what level of the pesticide they're using. Typically, in my experience, guys try to go out there with a full rate and get them controlled well early on to try to minimize the cost throughout the season.
Okay. And you threw some numbers up there. What exactly is the break-even point for producers? How low in production can farmers really afford to go?
Oh, that's a tough question. It all depends on what our expected price is. But if we're looking at that expected cash price of around $2.50, which up in northwest Oklahoma could be pretty common, there could be guys that have a lower price than that, then they're definitely going to be looking at trying to produce somewhere in that 60, 70, 80 bushel range, depending on what their operating costs are. And that can be quite a big range depending on the producer.
Dr. Trent Mulichek of OSU, talking the economics of treating your sorghum crops this year with the looming threat of infestation by the sugarcane aphid. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn reporting.